it's Mark here with a post-Lakefest podcast with director Lee Martin. Afternoon.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I was going to do a round of applause.
Yeah, a bit weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, two of us in the room. That's just really stupid. That's lame. Mate, how you doing? All right.
I'm buzzing, man. I'm really happy. It makes a real change, doesn't it, to come here. I'm not crying about some disaster or something happening or no stage or floods or droughts and 41 degrees temperatures this year. I know there was some issues, you know, minor issues.
Yeah, very minor, really, yeah.
But the vast majority of the feedback's been incredible. I loved the event myself. I think everyone seemed to really enjoy themselves. We were very compliant with the council and the people that are inspecting us, which is a real joy to me because we've struggled with that over the years.
Yeah.
And I've kind of fought them rather than work with them. So I've learnt and I've become a better person. And we've done ourselves, and I think we did the council proud in terms of running a responsible and safe event. So I'm really pleased about that. I thought the show was amazing. There were some amazing bands. The every single person that attended was on fire. You know, it's just brilliant. And the feedback's been amazing. You might have seen on the, I think on the Monday morning, some guy on Facebook on that forum wrote something about the 15 reasons he wouldn't return to Lakefest, or 15 reasons about Lakefest, and there were some positives and some negatives. And we didn't even need to do any customer service on it because the customers just jumped all over it, and it was really pleasing to read, you know, having done all the work rather than, you know, in years gone by, I've come out of that field having lost money pretty much every year since we've been at Eastnor, and it's soul destroying because you've worked your ass off for the year, so many of us as well, you know, and I'm sat here now and I'm still paying people from the event. I'm still in the office every day from sort of 8 till 6, as is Rob, dealing with the fallout and all the queries. Duffy's still in the field today handing over the Deer Park to GT Mountain Bike event. You know, we haven't properly cleaned up from after the event, which is insane, isn't it? Martin's dealing with all the lost property, and the traders are making sure that they're all paid on the cashless system and make sure they're all happy and getting feedback from them. So it's a hell of a lot of work, which people would never understand that, I don't think.
People forget 9 months, well, 12 months really, because we've been discussing next year now, haven't we? It goes into 5 days that's all people actually see. But people get so excited, don't they? I mean, one of my opening things that I said on the stage on the Thursday when we opened up the stage was, you've been waiting 360 days for this. You've been marking out your pitch. You've been working out who's going to be cooking the sausages in the morning and everything. The amount of planning that people also have for their little campsite, because they are waiting, almost ticking it off like an advent calendar to Lakefest Day, where they go, right, come on, kids, in the car, we're going. And we're going to have a 5-day, well, I called it better than Christmas.
Because
you don't have to do charades with the in-laws. And you get to have 5 days of partying, better than one.
Yeah, damn right. And look, that's why I'm so happy, because I know that we made people happy and we made families happy, and people are now looking forward to next year, and we did a good job. So, you know, I say there's you know, there's probably 100 emails of people that had issues. Minor things, really, in comparison. I mean, but there was an injury, and you know, you read these things and you're like, it's terrible. It's really bad to read, but you have to. And this is, you know, when we're doing the event, on the Friday morning, I came down. I felt quite low because all you hear on the event control and on the radio is the problems. Someone's stuck in the mud, or I don't know. You just hear about problems. All it is problems on there. Oh, the electricity's gone down. Or there's a problem with the toilet. There's a leak. There's whatever it is, and all you get is a negativity. And it does drag you down. It's quite hard to continue to motivate yourself during the event when all you're getting is negative feedback. And then as soon as you come out of that production area and go into the arena and just see thousands of people with smiles on their faces, listening to music or watching wrestling or building a kite or whatever, or, you know, doing whatever there is to do, which is so weird. I mean, there's so much weird stuff, isn't there? And it's such a varied thing you can do, you know, go up to the amp.
Eclectic.
It's eclectic. It's just weird, isn't it? Yeah. It's just typical Lakefest.
You used that word with me, you know, you were talking about the lineup when we were there going, it's eclectic.
Yeah, it is eclectic. But we'll always be like that, I think. It'll always be
It's part of the charm now.
Yeah, yeah.
If it changed, it wouldn't be Lakefest. No. But that was one of the things that one of the reviewers was saying, that, you know, it's there's so much love for Lakefest. And I know you got the letters on the field, which also we must address. People decided eventually they were going to start rearranging.
Yeah, they did. And all the sheep got destroyed, which was a bit of a shame. Because
yeah, that was a bit unnecessary, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know whether that's... I don't even think that's festival goers. I think we really need to look at the... That's one thing that I need to really think. I mean, there's two things that I need to address, or the team need to address. And that's, I think, the... We need to definitely look at people actually getting into the deer park that haven't bought a ticket. Mm. So we need some way of policing that and stopping people to come in, whether that's with spotlights or patrols or whatever. Mm. But there were certainly people in the arena that shouldn't have possibly been in there.
And that's a difficult one, because it's got a friendliness to it, but you also don't want to make it Fort Knox, which can then be a little off-putting to the people that are there. But yeah, you've got to say, look, people have bought their tickets, they paid their money, they deserve to be there. Those that don't, that have jumped the fence, eject straight away.
Yeah.
We did have also, didn't we, a little bit of...
Those sheep were destroyed anyway, which was terrible. And I think there was five survived the first night. The onslaught, it was like a wolf had terrorised this flock of sheep. seriously, there was five left, and then they got destroyed the following night. So I was really good, because they looked beautiful on that hill.
Let's just point this out for listeners.
Oh, they weren't real sheep, no.
They were not real sheep. These were made with like cotton wool and wood and things, weren't they? To sit on the hill. And they looked great when the guys were putting them up there.
And Drew makes them. He's a guy from Devon. He does the love letter, and he made the big scarecrow in the arena and does all the decor that people probably don't see, actually. Like, he did the magical walk around the back of the lake and stuff.
I didn't do that.
No, that was really cool. That was really cool. He spent 6 months going around car boot sales, getting putting monkeys in trees and puzzles and puzzle trees.
And it was really clever. I can't believe that.
The other thing I need to, or we need to address as a team again, is wet weather provision, because on the Tuesday night, I didn't sleep, because I genuinely thought it might be called off because of getting the living vehicles and vehicles on to wet grass, because we were building it in knee-deep mud. It resembled the Somme, and it was really scary, actually. And, you know when you get, like, worried and anxious about things, and then it all sort of... I couldn't control my heart rate. I was in bed hot, sweating, just like, this is going to be off. It's a new Wi-Fi system. It's new cashless. It's a new security company. So they don't know the land. They don't know us. It was... Paul and Caitlin were no longer with us, and obviously they've looked after the entertainment and put the bands and done all that stuff what I've never touched before. They weren't around, and I was feeling really vulnerable and scared. And fortunately, I think we were, for the first time ever, we were blessed with good luck. And the weather worked.
It could have been
terrible.
It turned so well. Well, I mean, there was a festival down in South Wales that closed.
Was that?
I don't know if you're aware of this.
No, no.
It was supposed to be on last weekend, as we record this, which is the 23rd of August. It was supposed to be on last weekend. They made the decision to pull it an hour before the gates opened. So they had campers in the field.
Wow.
They had traders with stock that they had to scrap. The pressure is enormous, but the weather turned, didn't it, in the right direction so beautifully?
Yeah, it did. Like I said, we were really lucky. The thought of actually having to cancel the thing due to weather would just blow my mind. That would just be the end, I think.
That would be the end. Yeah.
That would just be absolutely tragic.
And look, hats off to you, mate. The amount of risk that you put up to do a music festival, and this goes for any festival director, every single year is enormous. So when people do sort of have a bit of a gripe on Facebook, well, shut up. Shut the fuck up, because the amount that these guys are
getting... No, people are allowed to have feedback. No,
I know, but they don't understand how much stress you're going through behind the scenes. I'm lucky enough to be able to see it and witness it and be part of it. Buy a ticket, have a good time.
Yeah, the financial risk is tremendous. It's huge. But, you know, like I said, we've done really well, and I don't want to talk about anything negative today, because there's no point. We've done really well, and I think we've got a sort of... I was going to say bathing glory, but we shouldn't do that. But I'm absolutely I'm thrilled, and just talking to you in there a minute ago about next year's headliners and potential headliners is so exciting.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
If we get the four people we want, it'll be massive, and I feel confident about that. And we're just building this amazing thing that was always done as a little bit on the side of my life, if you like, and now it's a major part of it, and it's become a major part of all the people involved.
Yeah.
You know, the whole team, and there's a lot of people behind it, as you know. And it's big to all of us, and we all really care, and it's a year's work. So, and the planning starts now.
It does, yeah. Well, yeah. Already, you know, and it draws you in. I don't know what it is about Lakefest, but it draws you in, doesn't it?
That's kind. Yeah, yeah. No, it's good.
And I think everybody. Let's be honest. And I described you as this to somebody the other day. I said, "What happens is you get carried along with Lee's enthusiasm."
Really? the maniac going along, just going along and with his head in the sand, having fun, smiling. And, yeah,
it is. It's a smile.
Really? Okay. Well, yeah. It's the thing is, and this is, again, going back to the compliance side of it, you've got to be compliant with the rules, the regulations, and make it safe and responsible. But there is no point in doing anything in life, in my opinion, if you're not enjoying it and it's not fun. And if it's not fun, don't do it. If you're not enjoying it, and I use that mantra when I worked, you know, in a 9 to 5, I got to the point thinking, why am I doing this? I'm not happy and I'm just wasting my life and I need to go and do something else. And I think that with the festival, and to be fair, there's been some real dark moments at the festivals over the years,
yeah.
pretty much every year up until now. And I have questioned why I'm doing it. But as I said, there's a real team and a drive behind it. Like we always lift each other up,
yeah.
you know, like on that Tuesday morning, weirdly, on that Wednesday morning after I didn't sleep on the Tuesday, I woke up to a text from Newley just going, "It's on, let's do it." And it's just with a big smiley face. And
yeah.
I just, that was my first thing. Yeah. It's like, yeah, let's go and do this and actually smash it. And we did. But
well, you didn't want to have to take the Oppo suit back to the fancy dress shop, did you? If he doesn't get to wear his suit on a Saturday night, he's not a happy man.
he enjoyed this year, I think. His VIP, his glamping area, was smooth for him, and he's been doing that for a number of years now, so he gets that. And I know he loves the he did a DJ set in the Brethren tent, which I went to go and watch, and then he did his silent disco.
Oh, that's right, he does.
That was something we probably cocked up a little bit on, was the
diluted
the silent disco a little bit too much, didn't we, which took away, which was the heart of Lakefest for me in some ways, the silent disco on Sunday night, and we took that away. Do you know what I mean? By diluting it every night. And I'm not saying that's wrong, and we wouldn't do that next year, but it was a bit of a shock because there wasn't 5,000 people in a tent doing the silent disco at the end. It would have been diluted down. It wasn't quite as good. But in that tent was Oasis, maybe, were brilliant. I don't know. Did you get to watch the Wurzels?
We went to go into the tent to watch the Wurzels, and it was full, and it's like, I don't want to fight through these people to get to the bar. Did catch the end of Chasing Mumford. They were brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah, Chris Warren got on stage and proposed to Amy, didn't he, in that, which was... Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was
again,
quite a moment.
Back at the tent. If you're not in at the beginning,
you
missed
know.
It. Yeah, Dick and Dom were absolutely storming.
Do you love Dick?
Well, they used every opportunity to use that, didn't they?
Yeah, there's thousands of kids shouting, "I love Dick," is quite unbelievable, isn't it, really? But that's a good... See, that's one that's an act that could potentially go on the main stage, I think.
Yeah, I mean, 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, they had, at least 3,000 people in Funky Town. In the middle of an afternoon?
Yeah.
Staggering.
Yeah, it's staggering. It's staggering. And actually, how busy the whole place was quite staggering, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dave from Eastnor grabbed me on, I think, Friday, for a Saturday night. He said, "There's a lot of people here, Lee." I was like, yeah, it's great, isn't it?
It was. It felt bulging because during Embrace, I went, "Oh, I got a bit peckish. I want some chips." I had to walk all the way straight up to the top where the vendors were, past everybody to get to them. And that's the first time I've ever had to go right to the top to get around the arena and down again.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, wow, there are so many people here. But that's so many people that are loving it.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I've had no real negative feedback. There's a few instances, but everything, all the love and the positivity is amazing. And you know, genuinely from the bottom of my heart, and I think from the whole Lakefest team, we should say thank you massively to every single person that buys a ticket to the event and comes and adds to that whole vibe. Because when Sister Faithless did a DJ set, which was insanely good, it felt like the field was going to take off to me.
She built it. More and more people came until when she gets to the final track, Insomnia.
I was looking forward to that. And I'd spoken about that before. I think I'd said
the cameraman on stage getting a shot of the crowd. Did we get some shots?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to look at. It's all good, Mark.
Absolutely bloody stunning. Whilst we were talking about Martin, who always likes to dress up on a Saturday night. He's always got one of those fantastic Oppo suits on. Fancy dress. Should we put it out there now and get people's suggestions for fancy dress for next year?
Yeah, well, we can do.
Because this year it was down on the farm. I think we didn't publicise that enough, really.
There was, someone did say the fancy dress hasn't been as big this year, which is a shame.
I think it was just not pushed enough, really, on the socials, was it?
Well, someone was telling me they went to go, it was at Beautiful Days, where they saw a sort of covers act called Elvana. Have you heard
of
them?
Yes, they are brilliant.
Right, so it's a... Unfortunately, they're quite big money, I believe, but they do an Elvis Nirvana kind of covers thing, right? Mm. Well, I thought that'd be pretty cool. That's pretty late fest, isn't it? Because that's completely mental.
Oh, so you want to go Elvis?
No, I'm just thinking maybe, I don't know. But maybe not do it so exclusively Elvis. Maybe you could do like Vegas or, I don't know,
You could have what do they call the Vegas girls? The showgirls with all the feathers and everything. Yeah. I don't know if anybody actually would walk around in high heels.
No.
That might be a bit difficult. Probably. It would look fantastic.
Yeah.
I got two suggestions.
Go on.
Right. The sensible one is Space Cowboy.
Like it.
Because you can have people then wearing astronaut suits, but with cowboy hats.
Yeah, but then you'd have to get Jamiroquai.
Well, you know, we can phone him up and see if he wants
give
to come
him a bell, will you?
Give him a bell, yeah.
Give him a ring, Mark.
Put him on my phone.
See if he'll come. Right.
Or, and this was when we were watching Dick and Dom, and they started playing Mariah Carey, I Want for Christmas, and everybody sang along to it. I thought, Christmas. Imagine 15,000 people dressed as Santa. That would give you national press.
I don't know if you've gone mad or...
Christmas in August.
Right. Well, yeah, it might work. Let's see what the forums say about that.
Yeah, leave it with the forums. But there we go. I'm putting that out there.
I don't know. You've completely thrown me.
It would look completely batshit. But you'd get in the national press with that.
Yeah. Right, they might lock me away in a padded cell. It might work.
Yeah,
like yeah. Well, that, maybe that'll grow on me, that one. My God.
Go away and think about that.
Yeah.
So biggest audience yet.
Yeah. And I think the best show as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd say. I thought Johnny Marr was insane. Clean Bandit were insane. McFly were brilliant.
McFly were great. They brought all their kids and their family with them as well. They were playing ball with the kids backstage, which obviously most people couldn't see, which was just really lovely to see, wasn't it?
Damn right. The amp tent, that's the first time we've had a new tent with a whole new vibe. That's all the up-and-coming music. You know what we did there, right? With the £5,000 gave them the slot on before Johnny Marr and Gaz Coombs. Did all those rounds around the country. That really worked. Had loads of new talent. And that's a really good thing to do. It makes me feel personally very good because you're encouraging kids to be brilliant. Mm. And that tent was full pretty much all weekend.
Yeah.
And it really worked. And bringing new people into the thing and developing music is cool. So that was definitely a massive positive up there. The Cheshire Cat thing, the guys from
Cheshire
Wrigley.
Cat was great. Neil did a great job up there.
Yeah,
he's
the most enthusiastic man I've ever met in my life. Mm. The most helpful every morning. Can I do anything for you? I can't do a Scottish accent, but in his Scottish accent, literally just a lovely guy.
He seems really nice.
Yeah, he is. And they run Nibbly, so they know what they're doing. Mm. And they brought so much to the event. And they help. They're really good. That's Tom, Sarah, and Neil from Nibbly, and they ran that tent, and they were just a joy to have on site. Mm. Really easy to get along with. Yeah. Just run, no drama.
Guaranteed back next year then.
Oh, 100, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah, I think we've always been like that, you know. You're incumbent. If you're good and you get on with everyone and it works, you stay. Mm. And most people stay, don't they? Mm. So that was a massive thing. We got the crew food right this year, which we've always struggled with. That worked. So everyone got fed and the AAA food worked, where it's been a complete disaster. That's always been stressful. We've completely got that up.
Quick, dial a pizza in Ledbury. Well,
that's pretty much what's gone on, the stage sound and lighting on the main stage, the screen and the photography was brilliant.
Matt and Mark and all the team on the sound, great. Yeah. I mean, there were a couple of moments where they were still trying to plug in some XLR leads around going, can I have a microphone, please? But
I'm just talking about positives here, so you don't mind. Yeah. Mushroom Paul, I love.
Mushroom Paul's a legend.
It's complete,
and his son.
It's a complete, a contrast, because you've got he's next to Dancer's Fair Ride, and then you've got this hippie carving wood, which is just quite weird, but it works, and he's happy there. The hairdresser, Tom Trims.
Oh, that's right.
That
works.
He didn't stop cutting hair. He literally did not stop. He he didn't have a spare slot. That went well. Beefy Boys was a massive success, as always.
Yeah.
A lot of the caterers were good. I thought the catering... It's very difficult for us because a lot of people say, it's very expensive if you have a family. You know, it's like 14 quid a meal. You buy four meals.
Yeah.
It is. And I'd take that on board. So we might have to look at doing some better value food for families or something.
Possibly meal deals.
Yeah. But all the caterers went well this year, I thought.
Yeah.
And the food offering was strong and there was a lot of choice.
Mm.
And I think that was a massive bonus. The Brethren tent's always a winner.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cavney's tent.
Yeah. Hello, James.
Yeah, hello, James.
If you're listening.
What will he be doing today? He'll be doing tiling. He'll be tiling somewhere. He'll be being a pest somewhere. Yeah, he's a great lad.
We love you, man.
Yeah, I do. I do love Cavney. He's a different gravy. The other tent, so the BBC thing merged with Shippers' Silent Disco merged with randomness. That went well. That was always pretty busy, which surprised me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Retrospective House was brilliant. Bit too small for Judge Jules.
Yes.
I didn't get up there because I looked at it and thought, oh no, I won't bother. I'll go somewhere quiet.
I stood on the edge of the tent at the entrance and there's just steam coming out of it and going, there's no way I'm going in that sweaty horde of people.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It was too much. That Nick Causton, the guy with the rocket thing, did you see him with who was by Flying Seagulls?
Rocket.
He was down in the kids area.
I missed that.
Oh well,
not having small kids, I sort of only went in there.
Well,
to meet somebody.
He was really good fun, and that was he'll be back for sure.
Yeah,
Flying Seagulls is brilliant. The circus thing we did them a complete misjustice. We put them right opposite the loud Funky Town tent and by Dante's Fun Ride, which they were quite upset about because they're probably the best thing we had there. But I'm gonna have to try and beg them to come back and put them somewhere quiet next year that works. Mm. Because that was a shame. The hip hop karaoke I liked.
I missed it. I wanted to see that and I missed it.
That was really good.
That's always a good call, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think, like I said, it went really well, and I'm rightly happy, and I'm sleeping well, and I feel good about life for the first time. And probably
Don't say it in so many years.
No, it's been a long time, mate. It's been a long time. So, you know, it's been a real roller coaster because we had that robbery, then we had flood and the lorry came off. Do you remember the lorry coming off the road in 2019?
Is that on the exit?
Yeah, they said it was going to roll down. We had to shut the arena early on Sunday, and that led to complaints, which you don't want to come out. And then COVID, all the refunds, and that complete disaster.
Yeah.
Then we had no stage and no fencing, and we had, you know, it's been horrible. It's been a horrible journey, and I feel like we've kind of made it a little bit.
Yeah.
But we will still improve, and we'll keep pushing and trying to make it better and better. It's hard because you never know. You always think, oh crikey, how can we beat that? Because it was such a buzz, and there was so much love in that field, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So we'll I think we probably need to get some more toilets. There was a few feedback about the queuing for the toilets.
Yeah, and what was good was because I tend to be sort of your eyes and ears in the field, out and about on the evening, and. The men were really good about the fact that the ladies started using the men's, and they were going, "Yeah, that's fine. We use the urinals, girls. That's fine. You have the cubicles."
There is a female urinal. There is a female urinal thing out there these days, which is used.
Oh, the Shiwi.
Have you seen that? Have you?
I don't own one personally. You know.
No. Well, I just couldn't believe it when I saw that. But and I'm not sure Lakefest is ready for a Shiwi. Being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? I mean, I don't know, man.
They're in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the word. That's the word. Shiwi. It's the Shiwi.
Well, no, I think that's you're talking about something different to what I'm talking
about. Like a stand-up ladies' urinal, which I've seen at other events.
And, that's not a Shiwi. No, a Shiwi is like a little funnel thing they used to use anywhere.
All right.
Yeah, it's made out of like silicone. I have to do the actions here. Yeah,
it's horrible.
It's not what you want me doing
So,
apart from that, more lewds. Let's just skirt over that.
I wish this was filmed because that was almost a lewd act. You'd be arrested for that.
Yeah. Right, we'll wrap it up there, shall we?
I think we should leave it there, to be honest, Mark. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for having me. And
it's always a pleasure, mate.
Thank you, like I said, to everyone and everyone involved, all the people that put all the work in. Then there's so many of them. There's no point me starting a list because I'll just offend someone and missing them off. So
yeah, everybody.
Everyone knows. They do their bit, and it's great, and thank you.
Yeah, and to next year. And Super Early Bird tickets. Get your tickets now because... Well, let's just say, you know, what we've been discussing as far as the music is concerned is going to be stellar. If you thought this year was good with, like, Clean Bandit and Johnny Marr and McFly and Ember Ace and Sister Bliss, even better.
Yeah, no, yeah. It will be.
Yeah, so get your tickets, early bird tickets, now. Thank you, Lee, for coming in.
Cheers. Always selling. You're always selling. You're always doing my job. Selling the tickets.
Lakefest.co.uk.
Thank you very much.
Right, that'll do. Cheers.